Let us just see the last two Tosfos and on the previous sugya. Vidi daitekois ktoni. Let's read the last akasha. In both Mishnayos it says daitekois. Now how could you say that the Baraisa that says lo yachzer is speaking about matnas boi? Both are speaking about the same type of shtar. Bim taima. So Tosfos says, Rashi's kasha, Belifrech Nami Vomatonis Ktoni, our Mishnah is speaking about Matonis, Matnes Bori, and by Matnes Bori, the Zicher Achshash of, maybe it was written, not given over, and then he gave it to someone else. Matnes Bori, this Achshash, heaps it to the second, Mekabel Matone. Rabbeinatam learned pshat about what the Gemara had said before. Guf mehayoyim. Shkosabo mehayoyim alach hamisa. Rabbeinatam learned a very interesting pshat. It means that he's giving everything mehayoyim if he's not choizer ad achamisa. That is pshat matonis. So it comes out matonis, you can also be chayzer. So memele, it's gewaldic. So there's no shash kilkul. That means if he had written this shtar in Nissen, and then he had not given it over, and then gave over the diskarke to another mekabel matone, so the first shtar will not be soisa the matone, the second matone, because the first, the matone was only given if he won't be choisa, and he was choisa, he gave it to a second person. Shenoisa leguf, a perim ayemim leyachsa lachamisa, the motzi hodabek. Varashi dochak leforish, now Tosis brings down Rashi's teret, the gabi matonis, Rashi says that, this deal, Shema Nimlach Aleim Ilitnom, the Mishnah is only saying, we're afraid he changed his mind and he didn't give it over. What will be the din if he says to give it over now? So that depends. If there's a Shashkilku, then you don't give it over. If there's no Shashkilku, you will give it over. V'rashi dochak leforish gabi matonis afili momatnu einaisnim. You won't give it over. Vachi perushi de masnisen. The Mishnah says only shan yom etzubim hoyi v'nimlech aleim shalei litnem. Oh, if I find a matone, I don't give it to the mekabel matone because I say maybe he changed his mind. V'yoy v'leine shachine, and he gave to someone else. V'ataroi tzalach zobei min hasheni v'litno l'rishoin. Lefichach zobei matone safilim omatnu einaisnim. Avol daiteki imamat nu naisnim. Dafilo nimlach. Because if he changed his mind, v'nosalacha, yochalach, so he can be choyza from the first matona. So Rashi loim shat in the Mishnah, there's no standard shat in the Mishnah imamat nu naisnim. It depends. If there'll be a kilku, then imamat nu ain naisnim. There won't be a kilku, imamat nu naisnim. The Mishnah only paints for us the chash that might have occurred, that Shema Kosav V'nimlach Militnom, and now figure out yourself if he says no, if you can give it over, if you can't give it over. V'kosha L'perushoi, so Tosfos says on Rashi, Dimkein Perish D'nimlach D'masnisen Yiyah B'shnei Inyonim. The Mishnah says Shema Nimlach Aleim Militnom. But what will be the din if he says tnu? So it matters. Animlach av daiteki, you could give it over. Animlach av matone, you can't give it over. The Nachlas Dovid Tainas on Tosfos, it's not animlach b'shnei inyonim. Nimlach is one taich. Nimlach means maybe he did not give it over. The nimlach is one taich. What it didn't will be if he says, no, that depends, but Nimlach doesn't have to touch him. That's we want to emphasize with Kasha. V'su le'el gabi get, v'daye ka'oma tnu noisnen afilu lizman merube. It said by a get, that it said, shemo imlach militno, you don't give a get, because maybe he changed his mind and decided not to give it. So the Gemara says, but what if he says to give it? You will give it. So the Gemara is a problem. How could you give it? Let's be chayish for to Yosef ben Shimon. According to Rashi, Shemon nimlech alei militnam does not necessarily mean if he says tnu, you give it over. The Mishnah only says maybe he did not give it over. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, if he says, "Nu, will you give it over or won't you give it over?" Well, you have to figure out yourself. If there'll be a kilku, you won't give it over. The Mishnah is just telling us, don't assume he gave it over. That's all. Shema nimel halei militnam. If he says, "Nu, will you give it over?" So you have to figure it out. If there'll be a kilku, you don't give it over. There won't be a kilku, you will give it over. So Taishmi says, "Sabazay by get, and mores takashem." The Gemara is the Kasha, Su, Le'el, Gabi, Get, the Daik, Oma, Tnu, Nois, Mafil, Lizman, Merubin, the Perish, Rashi, Zal, Minol, and Lefushe, Hochi, who says that the Mishnah means if he says, Tnu, you'll give it over, Fil, Lizman, Merubin? The Mishnah only says, Shamanim, Lech, Aleim. So could be, Fil, he says, Tnu, you also won't give it over. What is Pshat in the Gemara? Because according to Rashi, Nimlach does not necessitate that if he says Tnu, you'll give it over. So the Nachas David says that if the Mishnah means to say that you don't give it over, so the Mishnah should have said Shemalei Nosna. So Memele, if it says Shemalei Nosna, so then it could be if he says Tnu, you won't give it over. The Mishnah says, Shemon Nimlach Aleim, he doesn't want to give it over. From there it seems, if he says to give it over, you would give it over. That's, so B'meil, it seems you're not chayish for Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Allah Shemon Nimlach Mash Mesha'ata in the Reitze to the Vrishis Leel. Oboso Avua Kosve Iulin Eshachini. Now the Gemara said, Rav Zvit said that the Barais is speaking about that the father wrote one shtar, then the father died, and we are afraid maybe the father, maybe the son gave it over with a second shtar. Taime, so Taisa says, why did to say that the son gave it over? Amayle emrine nami, shenosna of tchile b'matna shchimah. Maybe first the father gave over the first matona b'matna shchimah. Maybe the shtar that we are finding, this is a second shtar. So why do you have to say that speaking about that the son gave a new matona? We can say maybe the father gave two matonas, but the second matona was not given over. And Memele, so the first matona was chal, so therefore we don't give over the second matona. Now we are starting a new sugya, five lines from the bottom. Tanu rabono, motzo shoivo. We had in the baraisa as follows, that a person found a shoiva is a receipt that the wife had written that the husband paid up her ksube. And we will see, as the Sun Rashi will explain this, it's speaking about we have a woman that is married to a husband, and she wrote a receipt that he paid up the ksube when they're still married. That's what it says on the receipt. Motso, and let us make the, let's just make a scenario what happened. We have a receipt that was written Rosh Chodesh Nissan. There it says, my husband paid up the ksube. This woman was giget Tishrei. But there's a receipt that was written that he paid up the ksube Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now, Motzo Shaiva, Bizman, so now we find a Shaiva in the street that was lost, which is a little fishy. A good shaver normally doesn't get lost. Motzer Shaila. Bizman Shaisha Maide, if the Isha is Maide, that her husband lost the Shaiva, Yachzer Labal, she give it back to the Baal. She said in the Shaiva it says that the Baal paid up the Ksuba in Nissen. She says, yes, he paid up the Ksuba in Nissen, he lost the Shaiva. Yachzer Labal. Ein Haisha Maide, if the Isha is not Moide, she says she wrote the Shaiva in Nissen, she never gave it over to him. Lo Yachzer Leilazer Veleilazer. Fine. Now, Bizman Shaisha Maide Miyas, Yachzer Labal. But let's go on the first bullet. That we found the Shaiva, and the Isha says that the husband lost it. It says in the Shaiva, her husband paid up the Ksube, Reshchaydish Nisim. And we give it to him. She says he paid up, right? Like the Gemara, the Leichish, Dilma Kosva Litain Benisim. Maybe she had written the Shaiva to give it over Benisim. The Meduba was, he's going to pay up the Ksube and Nissen. So she wrote in Reshchaydish Nissen, a Shaiva, that he paid up the Ksube. V'loinosno atishrei. L'mais, he never paid up the Ksube. He gave her a get Tishrei, and Tishrei paid up the Ksube. Maybe that's what really happened. Now, fine. Now, what's the problem? V'ozlo, let us be afraid like this. Zovneso l'ksube b'teibas ano minisin atishrei. That means like this. He told her, Reshchaydish Nissen, you know, I'm paid. She needed money, Reshchaydish Nissen. Fine. He told her, you know what, I'll pay you up to Ksuba. Fine. She writes already a Shaiva. She's waiting patiently. He should come and give her the money at Ksuba. And Kail Veinayne, he doesn't come. Fine. So, she wrote a Shaiva. He didn't pay up to Ksuba. Now, she needs money. Her husband isn't paying up the ksube. So she decides that she'll sell the ksube b'teivas hano to somebody else. That means she's going to go over, she is a ksube, let's say that's Mosayim Zuz, so she's going to go over to someone else, listen, I'll sell you my ksube. That means that you're buying on a gamble. That means if my husband gives me a get or he dies, you're going to get Mosayim Zuz. If I die, you won't get anything. Now, it's worth 10 zuz to invest for this gamble. 10 zuz. So she, 10 zuz, it's a gamble. It's worth it. Either you lose 10 zuz or make more time. So it's not bad. She gives her time. She needed money. She didn't get it from her husband. So she went and she sold her ksuba for 10 zuz. She got 10 zuz. This she did business. Right? And you didn't pay up the ksuba. So she needs money. So she got the 10 zuz. So Malaychish Dul Makosov Litim Benisim Bele Nosnatishrei. Now, for Ozla Zovnesol Iksube Betoibes Ano Minisim Atishrei. And she went and she sold Iksube Betoibes Ano. She sold it sold away. Now, Tishrei, he comes, he pays her up Iksube. He pays up Iksube. She gives him the Shaiva. But between you and me, he knows, she knows, we paid the wrong party. I mean, the ksuba was already sold to someone else. It should have been paid up to someone else. But she says, listen, Hashem Yaseh. So Mamela, what do we do? So she said, now Lamai says, so he wasn't careful about the shaiva because he knew the shaiva is really worthless. It's a shaiva from her that he paid her up to ksuba. I mean, the shaiva is worthless. He has to pay up the ksuba to the lekeach, not to her. She's the wrong party. So let's be megashni. So he wasn't careful with the shaiva. He lost the shaiva, right? That's the reyesed in the fila, because he realized that the shaiva is really worthless, that this lekeach is going to go and mount him in the ksuba. Anyway, now someone finds the shaiva, so she says, my husband lost the shaiva. He paid up a nissen. That's it. He paid up a nissen. That's what she's going to say. Paid up a nissen. So now she and the husband are going to make a nice community. He said like this, I sold the shaver for 10 zuz. And you'll have to pay 200 zuz to the lakeya. Listen, I'm saying you paid up to ksuba in this. Now, you paid up to ksuba in this. So that what I sold the ksuba to someone else was not the right thing to do, 100%. I'll pay him back the 10 zuz. I took 10 zuz, right? I took 10 zuz. Shall I get in? Fine. I'll pay him back the 10 zuz. But now we have the 200 zuz that you gave me. Listen, we'll split it up. We'll have a revach. And, oh, Hashem. So the mother asks her, how can you give back the ksuba to the Baal? There's a reis in the nefila, and the reis in the nefila spells out this whole scenario. So the mother says, so again. So Dilma Kosvalitim Vinis Blainosna Atishre. Vosla Zovna Soluksuba Betavis and Nominis Natishre. Well, Mafik Leila Shaiva. Now he's gonna take out the husband, you're gonna return to him the Shaiva. The Shaiva says it was paid up in Nisim. The Kosav Vinisim. Vosav Lamitri Lakuchish Lakedin. We'll see, the Loshna is not too clear. But it means he'll make sure that Lekuches will not be able to be going with the Ksuba from him. In reality, he's mechuyev to pay them the Ksuba because they bought the Ksuba. But he'll show that the Ksuba was already paid up in Nissen. She sold a Ksuba that was already paid up. And so how can we do such a thing? Now let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. Motza Shoiver Shekosva Isha Lebailo. In the Shaver it says that she was Mekabo the Ksuba. And he first paid, she only gave it to him Tishrei, when he paid Tishrei, then she gave him the Ksuba. And again, so then he lost the shaiva because he knows it's worthless the shaiva because what he paid her does not pater him from paying up the ksuba. Va'ozla ihi ba'oido tachtov beinisan letishre bezovnes luksubosala luksubalacha betoivasano. Loima bezel, she sold it to him very cheap. Because the person who is purchasing the subim, he's purchasing it on a suffix. Shim Thomas he Yiroshena Bailo. If she will die, Yiroshena Bailo. I think Yiroshena Bailo is going on the next day same Balzo, which is also in the subim. So if she'll die, the husband will Yarshin with same Balzo. So he won't get anything. And if the Baal will die, the shaiva shenichtav bishma, the shaiva that she wrote, that he paid up to ksuba, a meklum, is worthless. That means he should not, if this really happened, he should not have paid her. He has to pay the lekeach. Lemaise, he paid her, and therefore she gave him the shaiva, and then he realized the shaiva is worthless, so he lost the shaiva. Well, I mean, what does he have from the shaiva that the, that she says he's kabalti subosi, but he doesn't owe her the ksuba, he owes the lekech the ksuba. So they're making a dreidel over it. They'll say, no, she said, no, he lost the shoiva, he paid it up in Nissen, and I was never able to sell the ksuba, I came to pay them the 10 zuz that they gave me. Mapik l'shoiva shekosov v'nissen, v'yigdoim l'shtore shalekeich. Now this shoiva will... This was written Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so this is before the Shtar of the Lekei. V'yachsi kabal b'karka miyuchedes l'ksuboso sholeikedi. That means the karka that he was miyachet for her ksube, he'll hold this karka, he will say, that means the Lekei wants to be goiva from this karka. Lekei has a shibud on the karka, he says, no. The karka belongs to me because I paid up the ksuba in Nissen. Maybe according to this Rashi, it's the loshen bosel lemitzvah lekuches is teure from the lekuches. He's not teure from the lekuches. It prevents the lekuches from being goyve. But perhaps the loshen is not too bad. That means they have a shibud on this karka, and he takes away from them their shibud because he says you never acquired a shibud because the ksuba was paid up in Nissen. Fine. So we have here a problem. We have a problem. Why does it say in the Baraisa, if she says he lost the shoiva, you give him the shoiva, why are we so naive? There's a reis in the nefila, which seems that there's something fluky with the shoiva, and you shouldn't give him back the shoiva. Omar Rove, now we're going to have a very interesting gemara. Omar Rove Shmamino Isale de Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel Hamoicher Shtachoiv Lechaveiroi, Vachozar Umochloi Mochu, Bafilu Yerish Moichel. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to just say Oisemainik Pshat in Rove's Teretz, according to Rashi, so let us just understand what Rove said over here. There's a Meiridike Chiddush of Shmuel. Let's first talk about Shmuel's Chiddush, and then we'll speak about how Rove applied Shmuel's Chiddush to fa'emfer the kasha we just asked. There's a memra of Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Amoicher shtachiv lechaveiroi v'chazer umochmai." That means like this. We have a malve, that's Reuven. We have a loive, that's Shimon. And we have a lekeach, that's Levi. Right? So we have the Malbe is Reuven, the Levi is Shimon, the lekeach is Levi. Hamoicher shtachoyv lechaveiro. Reuven lent Shimon $100. He has a shtachoyv and Shimon. Reuven lent Shimon $100. He goes over to Levi, I have a shtachoyv and Shimon, you wanna buy it? Yeah, you wanna buy it. Right? He sells Levi the shtachoyv. So there's a shtachoyv of $100. Let's say he buys it for $40. Who knows if Shimon will pay up. Anyway, he buys the shtachay for $40. Right. So now, Shimon has to pay Levi. Shimon has to pay Levi the chayver. Now Levi purchased the shtachay from the malva. Lekeach purchased the shtachay from the malva. So mamela, now Shimon has to pay Levi. Now, Reuven comes over to Shimon. I'm moichel you. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay. Shame the zachid does. He sold the chayiv to Levi, and now he's moichel Shimon. That's a moifis. How could you be, you sold it to, you're not a bailam anymore. Bekitza, Shmuel says, it's moichel. I'm moichel shta chayiv lechaveiroi, v'chazar u'mochloi moichel. So that means, Levi comes over to Shimon, pay me the chayiv. So Shimon looks in Levi's eyes and says, Reuven was meichel me. I don't have to pay the chayiv. Reuven was meichel me. So Levi's feeling, hey, who's Reuven to be meichel you? You owe me. Shmuel said, no. He doesn't have to pay Levi. I'm meichel shta chayiv l'chaveiroi. Now, let us understand Shmuel. Shmuel is a shrek lecha chiddush. How does this work? Reuven sells the chayv to Levi, and then he's Michael Shimon, and Shimon doesn't have to pay Levi. It's old already. Who's Reuben? So let us just say one pshat, which is Rabbeinu Tam, Shitus Rabbeinu Tam, and it seems Rashi in Ksubis and the Raivet also learn like this pshat. And the pshat is as follows. The Rabbeinu Tam says, the Ran explains it in Ksubis, I think, that as follows. We have to understand, before we speak about that Reuben sold the Chayv to Levi, let us analyze what is Pshat in the Chayv. Pshat in the Chayv is as follows. When Reuben lent Shimon $100, there are two in Yonim. There's a Shibud HaGuf, that means that Shimon owes Reuben $100. That means Afilu Shimon doesn't have any Nechasim whatsoever. He doesn't have any money. But Shimon owes Reuben $100. I borrowed $100. He owes him $100. That's number one. Now, let us just say for practical purposes, let's say Shimon has Nechasim. So Shimon's Nechasim are Meshubit to Reuben, because he lent him $100. Nichsei de inish inon arevim loy. The Gemara says, Amor de Koloshin, that when a person lends someone money, who does he rely on? He relies on his kakois. I mean, he owes me money, but who says he's going to pay me up? But if he has nechosim, the nechosim are the orev, the shibud of the nechosim are an orev that the chayiv will be paid up. So Memele, so let us look at the Chayv. Before Reuben sells anything to Levi, let us see what Reuben possesses. Reuben possesses two things. Reuben possesses a Shibut HaGuf on Shimon, that means Shimon owes Reuben $100. Reuben possesses a Shibut Nechosim, that the Nichsei Shimon are Meshubit to Reuben. So there are two things. Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, the Shibud Nechosim is a commodity that can be sold. I mean, that's something that's sellable. I possess a Shibud. So the Shibud that Reuben possesses can be sold to Levi. The Shibud HaGuf that Shimon owes Reuben $100, this personal Shibud, this is not a commodity that is sellable. The Shibud HaGuf, he owes him $100. This cannot be sold. This is not a commodity. The only thing that can be sold is the Shibud Nechosim. So now, let us look after the Mechira. After the Mechira, we have as follows. We have here the Shibud Nechosim, which belongs to Levi. The Shibud HaGuf, that Shimon owes Reuben, that after the Mechire, Levi possesses the Shibud Nechosim, Reuben possesses the Shibud HaGuf. Fine. Now, if Reuben would not do anything, so the Levi could go to Shimon, listen, the Nechosim, which were previously Meshubit to Reuben, I purchased these Nechosim, the Meshubit now to me, please give me those Nechosim. Fine. And that would be the din. And that is the din of Mechira Shtoris, that Levi acquired the Shibud Nechosim from Reuven. But now Reuven went and was Meichel the Shibud HaGuf, which was never sold, which can never be sold. He was Meichel, you don't owe me anything. We have a klal, kol heiche de leke leive leke orev. The minute the chayv of the loive fizzles out, so then the obligation of the orev also becomes bottle. That is pshat and Shmuel. So Shmuel said, Amor de Kechidish. Shmuel said, Amor de Kechidish. Hamoiche shtar chayv lechaveiro. That Reuven sold Levi, a shtar chayv, which what is sold through the shtar chayv, the shibud nechosim. So Reuven sold to Levi a Shibud Nechosim. And then he went and he was Michael Shimon the Chayv. המויך יש לחייב לחבר וחוזר ומוך לא אינה רובן וזמויכל שמן, מוכל. So the חייב is מוכל, שמן doesn't owe him anything, and automatically the שיבוד לחוסם becomes good. That is what Shmuel said. That is המרדיקם אמרה שמוה, ואפילו יירש מויכל, אפילו יירש מויכל means אפילו רובן די, Reuven is a Yerish Chanoich, so the Shibut Aguf is the Chanoich. I mean, the Shibut Aguf goes over by Yerushalachayra. The Shibut Aguf is the Chanoich, so Chanoich will be Moichel Shimon, so Vaitel, so the Yerish can be Moichel, and the Shibut Nechosim will automatically become Bot. That is a Memra of Shmuel. Now, so now Reuven said, a Muridike Harifish is Ach. Rava said, let's analyze your fear. Let's say Rochel Bitraktan. Let us say like this. The Isha wrote a Shoiva in Nisim that my husband paid up the Chayv. Right? He paid up the Ksuba. That was written in Nisim, my husband paid up the Ksuba. Right? Did he pay up the Ksuba? No. Okay, it was written in Nisim, was not given over to him. Beis Nissen, she sold the ksuba. Fine. Now what does she sell? She can't sell the shibud aguf, that was her husband owes her the ksuba. She can't. She sold the shibud nechosim. She sells the shibud nechosim, that, the nechosim and the shibudah, she sold that to the lakufis. That's what she did, Beis Nissen. Fine. Now, Tishrei, her husband pays her up the chayt. Fine, he pays her up to ksuba. She's the wrong party to pay up, because he doesn't owe her, he owes the lekech. Fine, he paid her. She goes and gives him the shoiva. Now, by giving him the shoiva, what does it say in the shoiva? The chayv is paid up. So, giving over the shoiva to her husband is a mechila on the ksuba. She's saying, it's paid up. I moichel you the ksuba. The shoiva says you don't have to pay up the ksuba. So the mesiras hashoiva to the husband in Tishrei accomplished that he doesn't have to pay a ksuba, because she was moichel the ksuba. In Tishrei, she was moichel the ksuba by giving him the shoiva. Now the lekuches come. The lekuches say, we purchased the ksuba in the Beis Nissen. Fine. So he comes with a shayv and says, I paid up olives. That's a lie. Could be he didn't pay up olives. But a filu it is a lie, but when she gave him the shayv Tishrei, she was moichel him the ksuba. The minute she's moichel him the ksuba, he doesn't owe them the ksuba. So, by giving him back the shayver, you're not being mafsed the lekuches. Because the lekuches can't be going with the ksuba side by side. Because she was moichel him the ksuba. So, my gosh. So what's the calamity? That's what Rava answered. You have a beautiful shash, but since Shmuel says, amoichish tachayv lechayv chazor mochli mochul, so the Mesiris HaShoiva is Loigora Mimchiles HaKsube, so you're not Mavsid the Lekuches. He doesn't owe the Lekuches, since he was Moichalim the Ksube. Now let us see Rashi. Shema Mino. Mi de Loi Chayshina Lohochi. You're not afraid of this Chash. You know why? The inami have a hochi. Afilu, this happened. You're right. That what she wrote to Shoiver in this, and then she sold the ksuba business. The inami have a hochi, shapir zochi bal. The bal was zoich in the ksuba. He doesn't have to pay them the ksuba. The shoiver, through the shoiver, shenichtav the shmo, that was written through her. That means this shaiva that was written for her and was given over from her to him, he was Eichen de Ksube, because she was Meichem de Ksube. So Mamele, he doesn't owe the Lekuches. Yoem is nicht emes, he did pay up, he didn't pay up, but the lekuches have no right to man the ksuba. They're not entitled to get the ksuba. Isa le di Shmuel, we hold like Shmuel, the oma ha-moicher shtachiv l'chaveire, v'chozer ha-moicher hazeh, this moicher that's all the shtachiv, u-mochloi, machlu eitzel ha-loive, it's machlu by the loive, in the tachsmifu medayik the loshen of Rashi, machlu eitzel ha-loive, this is like the tachsmifu rabbeinu tam, the shibud aguf is machlu, Mochel eitzel aloive, the shibud aguf of the loive is mochel. Hilkach. I mochel gzu ksu bosa beir. If she sold the ksuba beir, behind the shtachoy, which is a shtachoy, b'chozro u mochles o lebal betishre, she was mochel in the ksuba betishre, mochel. So it's mochel. V'shapet o rebal. So now the bal does not have to pay the lekuches. Because he doesn't owe the lekuches, because she was meichel in the ksube. That's what Rava said. That is what Rava said. So the Gemara says, Abaye Omar, a filu taima lesser l'dishmu. Nah, you don't want to say that fakert from this baraisa is a right we paskan like shmu. A filu taima lesser l'dishmu. Hoche b'mayaskinon v'sheshtar ksube yoitzei mitachas yodo. So Rabbi said no, the Mishnah is speaking about as follows. It is speaking about Tishrei, we find the Shaiva that was lost in the street. And, she said, and she says, yeah, my Baal paid up the Shaiva Nissen, give it back to the Baal. So someone in the Bezdin says, give it back to the Baal. I mean, we're not so naive. Maybe you sold your Ksube here. You sold your Ksube here, so. Be a bikilko. So she says, here's the ksube. She shows Bezdin the ksube. Here's the ksube. So I didn't sell it. If I would have sold the ksube, your shash, that you said that I sold the ksube, Beis Nissen, I sold it here, here's the ksube. If I would have sold it, they would have had the ksube. You sell a shtar, you give them over the shtar. I have the ksube. So maybe you see, I never sold the ksube. So your whole shash, maybe I sold it, and the lekuches are going to lose shaloi kedin. I pooped you, I didn't sell the ksube. Here's the ksube. If it would have been sold, I wouldn't have had a ksube. Abaye omar, afilu teim alesel of the shmu. We don't pass like shmu. You can't be meichel. This chiddush of shmu, that the malve could be meichel, the loive, is moim de kechidish, but they will less of the shmu. Hoche maeskin mishtar ksube yoitze mitachas yod. Let's see what Rashi says. B'sheshtar ksube yoitze mitachas yod. She mevia lefonein. She brings it in bezn. So me meile de leke le meichish le shema moche betoy vizano. There's nothing to be afraid of. She le moche so, if she sold it, so that if she's holding the ksube, that's the biggest proof she never sold the ksube. The Rava Omar, so what did Rava say? Im yishum shtar ksube, chayshinen lishtay ksube. Doesn't mean anything. Could be the husband wrote two ksubes. Kashav Amaisa, some male, she's coming with the ksube, she sold it, she has another ksube, she has a backup ksube. Some male, so, if you don't know like Shmuel, that's not a teretz. I mean, you have to be chayish. That which she's holding the ksube doesn't mean anything. Could be there were two ksubes. Babaye, Oma, and Babaye said, Chodo, lishtei ksubes, loichashin. Listen, please. Such a chash that there were two ksubis that were written, and she sold one ksubis, and then she sold another ksubis. Please, that's a go by the shash. So my male, if she's holding a ksubis, that's the biggest proof she never sold a ksubis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, l'shtei ksubis, shemo shnei shitrei ksubi hoyulo. Maybe she had two ksubis. This is what Rav is saying. V'yesh lochush, now Rosh Rav is saying, so Mamele, if you don't hold like Shmuel, if you don't hold like Shmuel, so let me tell you what there's to be afraid of. Shemo mosre echad l'keich. I'm back with the old chash. Maybe she sold the ksubi beis nisin and she gave over the first ksubi to l'keich. Now she wants, she's choizer from this Mecca. V'limchel eitzel bailo. She wants to be moichel the baal. He shouldn't have to pay the lekech. U'meiseres loy shoiva ha-mugdem l'shtori shalekech. And she gives him over now the shoiva, which is a previous date, from the shtar Mecca of the lekech. So memele, so this is, if you don't hold like Shmuel, this is achshash. That what she's holding a ksuba doesn't mean anything. Could be the word ksuba. Elavadai isol edishmuel. No, but I'm right. We paskin like Shmuel. Umitoich shebiyoda limchol shtar ksuba labai lachshov. Since she could be now be moichol the shtar ksuba. By giving over him the shoiva. So we say sefakel. So I say she is moichol now. So by giving over the shoiva, she is moichel through the mesiras ha-shoiva. She is moichel the ksuba now. Is therefore lechashinu shemakos v'litim benisim, because afilu she did sell it, but the lekuches lost the ksuba. Abaye omer mahoche lo tesayu l'shmu. Abaye says no, he's sticking to his guns. No rayat l'shmu. Afilu, inami zavnus abatoivus ano, nasom lameichish l'shem akos v'l'sheva benisim v'l'kibla tishrei. He says this whole shash is not a shash. Inami hochahab, afilu it was like that. That she wrote it in Nisim, and she gave it over in Tishrei. And she sold the ksuba to the lekuches in business. Inami hochi habe, a fellow that did happen, kimoto shoiva the yode betishrei, zoiche la mafreya boy nizman simosoi, ployoyem em koreshe bemtayem klum, shoiva mizman akoso boy toire babay letamei. So now the Gemara says, abay lishitose hold is bachlal no problem. Abay holds aid of sum of zochimai. That's abay. So Abaye says, Lishito si, let us say, let's take the scenario the way you're choishish. It was written in Nisan. Now, when the Edim chasmid on the Shoiva, if eventually the Baal will get the Shoiva in Tishrei, so we say, Edov b'chsumov zochiloi in Nisan, so he's zoiche, to a mechilas aksube from Nisan of Eidav Sumim Zochenloi. So Memela, forget about Shmuel. Forget about Shmuel. We don't hold like Shmuel. But the Shoiva, when it was Gechasmet Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he got it in Tishrei. So that's Abaya. Abaya L'shitosei. Abaya holds Eidav Sumim Zochenloi. That means if Hashtar was written in Nisan, was given over in Tishrei, so the Koyach Hashtar works from the Shas Simis Edim. So when the Edim Chasmet in Nisan, when he'll get the Shtar in Tishrei, the Shaiva will work from Nissen. So he was Zeich and the Ksuba from Nissen. She can never sell it, pays Nissen. So my mail that there's no problem whatsoever. So that's what she doesn't have to hold like Shmuel. Shmuel, if she sold the Ksuba already, then it's too late. But I'll pay the Ksuba Mzochen Loi. The Ksuba Mzochen Loi, so Lamais, he became Nifta from the Chiyuv Ksuba the minute the Shaiva was written. That's what Abaye says. Now, when we had learned Taisvis on Daf Yotesamid Beis, we said we see a Mirdik Chiddush from Taisvis. We see the same Chiddush from this Rashi. That means like this. The Shtar was written in Nissen. The Ksube was sold Beis Nissen. When she's giving over the Shaiva, it's not hers to give over anymore. So we see from Rashi the same Chiddush of Tosfos, that the din of Eida Bechsumer Zochiloi, it's irrelevant that even when it's given over, Yene is no more a Bailim on the Ksube, it can, but if I give it over, it's Chalam Afreya from Nissen. That is what Abaye said. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. You can learn a different pshat in the Gemara, but you're right, the way Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara, it's a Gemara. That's right. Now, let us see Taisvis. Motza Shaiva, V'leichesh du mekosa v'litain benissim. V'im taima, v'ak Taisvis, lifroich al masnissim de get poshet. V'z a mishnin get poshet, de kaisvin shaiva le'isha, Afal pi she'ein bai lo imo. We turn the shaiva, so we have the kasha leiches. Shemakos v'litem benissim lenosin atishrei. Let's ask on the Mishnah and get poshut. There it says, Kaisvin Shaiva Leisha, Afal Pishen Bai Leimo. So let us ask the same kasha. How can you permit Lechat Chile to do such a thing, to write a Shaiva without the Baal there? Maybe it will first be given over in Tishrei and still sell the Ksuba Bei Nisan with Tishrei. So how Lechat Chile could you be mad for such a thing? Why doesn't the Gemara ask from that Mishnah? V'chiteime loichashinen olaheichesh enofal v'isra. No, such a kash is only when there's a reyes in the nefila. So Taisu says, no, the Gemara and the Afyud Beis Amad Beis ask a similar kash. Aporech lel gabi koismin shtal aloi v'afal gav deleke reyes. The Gemara asked a similar kash. How is it koismin shtal aloi v'afal gav the emal ve'ima, let's be afraid, Shemakos, and Lubis Benis, Leinos and Matishrei, and you'll be going from the Kuchi Shaloi Kedin. That's Taisvis Kasha. So why are we asking from a Baraish? We should ask from a Mishnah and get Bosh. Yishloima, the Motzi Litruye, Bishitrei Akno. That means this Teretz, what Taisvis is saying, is the Gemara's Teretz, and Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis asks the Kasha, V'chayish le'kosa l'uvayis benissim le'lo batishrei. So why is the koisvin shtal lo'ev afal pishe mal v'imay? So Ravasi said, it's speaking about b'shitri haknayosa. Yoni l'chatchila permitted to write a shtar hakno. That means he's mishabed himself from nissim ben yilbe ben lo yilbe. So memele, it could be this Mishnah speaking about a shoyver sheyesh boy hakno. That she is makne him the choyv, that he doesn't have to pay, bein yifra, bein lo yifra. So memele, so the same teretz we said over there will say, abal hoch ibishit chayak no mairi, but here if it's speaking about a shoyver, she yesh boy de zashtar kinyan, and she was makne him the choyv, is a kiheni shemoy de nami yachsel about. So Philo, she says he didn't lose it, but there's a shtar hakno. The shtar hakno says that from Nissen she was maknim dochay. She's not saying it's a mezuyif to kishtal. It wasn't given over. She changed her mind. So if it's speaking about a sheva she yesh by akno, so memela, so it's irrelevant if she gave it over, if she didn't give it over, he was eichen dechoy b'shas akno. So that's why our Mishnah is speaking about that ikri b'kosa b'loy akno. So the Gemara said, not as a reisid nefila, let's be chayy shemakosva b'nissin le'nosna atishrei. Place was further. Shema mino isa l'dishmi. Chek Toisves, v'nechesh shema mocha b'maymet shloshten, she'eino yecholo limchil k'demuchach perik o'ish mekadesh. Now, before Tais is going to go into a raya, from a gemore, then Tais is a kashe, but let us, before we go into the Taisvis, let us just explain the din that Taisvis is saying, the kasha that Taisvis is asking. Taisvis, let us elaborate a little. We just said a memra of Shmuel. Shmuel said, Amir de Kechidish, Amirche Shtachayv Lechaveiroi. Someone sold a Shtachayv, and now the Malve was Meichel de Leive. Is the whole thing becomes bad. We said, Pshat, how does this work? You sold it, how can you be Meichel? So we said over the Rabbeinu Tam, the Raivet, you can only sell the Shibud Nechosim, the Shibud Aguf still belongs to the Malve. And if the Malve is Meichel, the Shibud Aguf, the Shibud Nechosim automatically falls off, Kalechida like a Leive, like a Oren. Taisvis has a Gemara in Mesechtes Kedushin, which Taisvis is going to prove, but let's not go into the Ariches Advarim now. That what if you sell a Choyv b'maymet shloshtim? Then Taisvis says a Raya, Mechila does not help. Now, what is maymet shloshtim? Maymet shloshtim is a Kinyan Darabonon, which works as follows. You have three people standing in one place. You have here a Malve, a Loive, and the Lekeach. And the Malve tells the Leive, you know, you owe me 100 talents, right? Yeah. You pay the Lekeach. Huh? No Maisekinian, nothing. The Aloche is, the Gemara says it's a Hilchus of the Leitaime, how it works. But the din is, the Leive has to pay the Lekeach. Number one. Number two, Tosis is a Raya from a Gemara, that here the Malve cannot be Meichel the Leive. Here, it's sold, and the Malve cannot be Meichel the Leive. Now, let us just stop for 1 minute. We just had a Meiridik Alumdis, Pshat and Shmuel, by the Malve can be Meichel the Leive, because the Shibud HaGuf is not Nimka. So, why by Maimit Shloshten can he not be Meichel the Leive? So in Shiyuri Rav Shmuel, it's kimat a bissel mavur in the Gemara in Gittin, Maimet Shloshtim, which is a Hilchus HaBalei Taima, works that the Leive becomes Meshubit to the Lekeach. That is the Chiddush of Maimet Shloshtim. He owes the Lekeach, the Shibud HaGuf, which the Malva possessed, goes over to the Lekeach. That is the Chiddush of Maimet Shloshtim. And therefore, so the Malva can't be Meichel anymore. The whole Koyach of the Malva to be Meichel was because the Leiva owes him the money, so Memele, so there'll be Meichel the Shibud Aguf, and Memele the Shibud Nechosim, Memele the Shibud Nechosim will remain. So, but if the Shibud Aguf goes over to the Lekeach, if the Shibud Aguf goes over to the Lekeach, then the Malva cannot be Meichel. Fine. Now let us now appreciate Tosfos Kasha. Our Gemara had a problem. How could you give back
the tshuva to the husband, maybe was kosva, she wrote the tshuva in this. He didn't pay up in this. And she sold the ksube business. She sold the ksube business. And now she's saying, give back the shayva to the husband. He's going to say he paid up Rish Chodesh Nisan, which is not true. Yamafsid the lekuches. So the Gemara answered, nah, there's nothing but to worry about. Because afilu, that is true. When she gives back the shayva to her husband, she's meichel the chayv. And since she's meichel the chayv, so the lekuches lost their schus. So he doesn't owe the lekuches. Not being mafsid the lekuches. Tractatus, but let's be afraid he sold, she sold the ksuba b'mayim shloshim. If she sold the ksuba b'mayim shloshim, so then she can't be meichel her husband. Because then the shibud aguf goes over to lekuches. So we're back where we started from. Shmuel is not a tulfa. That is pshat and Tosfos kasha. Let us now see Tosfos in the main Iktakash. We tell you, the Nech Hashem Amoch, but my Mitzlosh, and Shein Yechay Lelimch, and the Mulchak, by Kish Mekadosh. Gabi Iskad Shali Bishtar Choy, Choy Bemil Vishiyesh Li Biyad Acherim. So it says, there's a Machlikis, if a person can be Mekadosh and Isha with a Shtar Choy Vacherim, or Mil Vishiyesh Li Biyad Acherim. So there's a Machlikis, Ishi Mekadosh Yusana. The comma b'milva b'shtar my pligi. What is the machlokes? With the Shmuel. The Shmuel amoich shtachiv lechaber b'chazam mochli mochum. So the machlokes is, do I hold like Shmuel? If I hold like Shmuel, so there's no smichas das. She doesn't rely, he's giving her something because she's afraid he's going to be moichul d'choy. V'boy yisayim, so if I hold like Shmuel, she's not mekudish. If I don't hold like Shmuel, she is mekudish. B'boy yisayim akula alma islu di Shmuel. Everyone holds like Shmuel. B'isha sam chadaita pligi. The machlokes, does she rely that her husband will not be meichel d'choy? Fine. U'b'milva alpe pligi. What is the machlokes? B'milva alpe b'daravune. D'amma b'mayim et shloshen and kone. Is there such a kinyan of halvo by milva alpe? Le'masi kula alma islu d'ravune. B'isha sam chadaita pligi k'damma lehel. So it seems if I hold that milva is nitna b'mayim et shloshtim, I feel like I hold like Shmuel, it can't be moichel. So this is the makor of Tosfos, that if you sell a chayv b'mayim et shloshtim, the malva cannot be moichel the chayv. Let us be afraid that she sold the ksuba b'mayim et shloshtim, and then she can't be moichel the ksube, so let's be afraid. Shema kosva benissen le moscha tishrei le mafsa le kuchesh shalai kedush.